Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on hope. So today's hadith, an Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, anna rajulan asaba min imra'atin qublatan, fa'ata an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa'akhbarahu, fa'anzala Allah ta'ala wa aqimi s-salata tarafa innahari wa zulafa min al-layl, innal hasanati yudhibna as-sayyi'at. Faqala ar-rajulu, ala hadha ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال لجميع أمة كلهم متفق عليه. We find that in the lives of Sahaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes they would make mistakes, and in the mistake also is a lesson for us, that despite Sahaba making mistakes, but their mistake was such that immediately they try and rectify it. And doesn't matter what the consequences are, consequences are not important, but rather the fact that they came clean with the mistake that they had made. Even a Sahabi that commits adultery, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informs him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam acts as though he didn't hear him. And again he comes from the other side and he informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again Nabi alayhi salam as though he didn't hear him. Because we know what the consequences are for a person that is commits adultery. But the person was worried, concerned. The Sahabi was concerned that it should not be such that I die in such a condition that I am not clean, I am not made maaf for the guna that I have committed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now after he goes on coming to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to tell him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tries to put him off. Now, perhaps you just kissed the woman, or perhaps you did something else, but you didn't actually do the act of adultery. Until he comes and he confesses, no, I did the exact act of adultery. Then the hukam is given, now this person be stoned. But the point I'm making is, after making a mistake, they're concerned, how can I correct myself? Doesn't matter what the consequences are. If my life has to go in the process, let my life go. But the order of Allah Ta'ala should not be broken. In the mistake of Sahaba also, is a lesson for us, how they would come clean. In today's hadith also, a mistake of a Sahabi is mentioned. But that lesson also is for us. And together with that lesson, the vast mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which forms part of this chapter. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that a man kissed a woman, in other words, a strange woman, and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, and told him exactly what had happened. In this particular hadith, just the shortened version is mentioned. In Tirmidhi Sharif, the whole story is explained a bit more. That there was a person that was selling dates. A Sahabi was selling dates. And a woman had come to purchase dates from him. And this woman, her husband had gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So her husband was out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She came to purchase dates. Now when she came to purchase dates from this person, he was taken back by the beauty of this woman. So he told her that I got better dates inside the room. So momentarily he made a mistake, he slipped. So he went inside the room and this woman came into the room to see the better quality dates. And then he kissed her in the room. And then she told him, fear Allah. When she told him, fear Allah, it struck him. He realized immediately that he made a mistake, that he should not have done this. This was a mistake from his side. Immediately he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is the mistake that I made. And this is a lesson for us. There was no such thing as hiding, and there was no such thing as making excuses. It was a mistake, and he could have just said, oh, it was a mistake, but he went straight to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever the consequence is of my action, I'm ready to face the consequence. What I did was wrong. This is a lesson for us. When we do something wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes when we confess the wrong, and don't make up stories for the wrong, and make excuses, but we confess it. So this Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is what happened, I had kissed a woman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him a beautiful thing. Aqimi salata tarafayn nahari wa zulafan min al-layl. Establish salah at the two ends of the day and during the portions of the night. In other words, be particular about your salah. Why? Because we know salata, in another ayat we told, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah has the quality of causing a person to stay away from anything that is fahsha, anything that is lewd, anything that is obscene, anything that is not right, wal munkar, anything that is wrong. So salah has an effect of saving a person. So in other words, if you do this, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this part of the ayat, وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. That verily good deeds wipe out evil deeds. The good deeds that you do, the good actions that you do, this is talking about now, those minor sins that a person has committed. Obviously the major sins a person has to make, he has to make tawbah for those gunas, he has to cry and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just by a person doing his good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that his minor gunas, all his minor sins are wiped out. The other day we did the hadith, he's like a person going for his 5 times salah, he's like bathing in a stream that is flowing at a good speed, bathing in that stream and then going 5 times a day he's doing that. You think there'll be any dirt on this person's body? The person that's having a shower 5 times a day, how clean his person will remain? Anyway, this is just an example to show us that salah itself has the quality of wiping out minor deeds. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahabi to do this. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَ إِنَّهَا لِوَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Establish salah at the two ends of the day and during the portions of the night. Verily good deeds wipe out evil deeds. So this man then after, Sahabi then thereafter asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a beautiful question, and may Allah ta'ala reward him for the beautiful question that he had asked. And he said that, is this specially for me? In other words, is this only for me that if I do this salah during the day and at night, that my gunas will be forgiven? Is this like a speciality for me, or is this for the whole ummah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, this is for my entire ummah. My whole ummah, they will also get this blessing, that when they do good deeds, then the minor deeds are also wiped away. So therefore we should always turn towards good deeds and ensure that we do good deeds, especially this salah. If we get this salah right, we'll find that many, many other aspects of our salah will become right. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.